Watcher, it's Mike Wynn with this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. My first of many observations, is that this week's playlist is heavy in Brits. So let's disprove that immediately and go to Copenhagen. Recorded at the Metronome Studio, Copenhagen, Jan 65, and this Metronome LP is entitled Two of a Kind, as it's a two-violin front line, and you can probably guess their names by the location and the date. Local boy Svend Asmussen, known as the Fiddling Viking, he died just last year, 3 weeks short of his 101st birthday. Paris-born and omnipresent, Stefan Grappelli only lived to be 90. And the mutual respect between these two masters is enormous, and it's a local Danish rhythm section. Ola Molin and Jørn Grøngaard guitars. Who else but Niels Henning Orsted Pedersen on bass and William Schoffer drums. That was the Bud Powell compo, Parisian Thoroughfare. Here's a Brit now.
Thank you.
Don Rendell, in November 86 at the Bull's Head in Barnes, "I've never been there," talked of going thousands of times and will this year. Don Rendell in a Coltrane period, the first side of this DR Records LP being his own compo Train Set. We've just heard another Rendell composition, Summer is Falling. Don on tenor here, but soprano, flute and clarinet elsewhere on the LP. And he was always, unusually for a jazz man, a Jehovah's Witness. Esmond Selwyn guitar, Mario Castronari bass, great work by him, and Robin Jones drums. And an almost silent, perhaps reverential audience. A vocal next, and as they say in Germany, Jimmy mit ein Öffel.
One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. Yeah. Please, Mr. Bartender, listen here. I ain't here for trouble, so have no fear. One scotch, one bourbon, and one beer. I don't want soda or bubble gum. You got what it takes now, give me some. Since my baby's been gone, every day is lost. I'm on this kick and I can't get off. One scotch, one bourbon, or one beer. Or one scotch, one bourbon, one beer. Hey, Mr. Bartender, listen here. I ain't here for trouble and have no fear. One scotch, one bourbon, or one beer. My baby started me on the spree. I can't find her and she can't find me. She left this morning, says she wouldn't stay. She's been out all night and it's the break of day. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. Mr. Bartender, listen here. I ain't here for trouble and have no fear. One scotch, one bourbon, or one beer. One more nip and make it strong. I got to find my baby if it's all night long. One scotch, one bourbon. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer, yeah. Hey, Mr. Bartender, listen here. I ain't here for trouble and have no fear. One scotch, one bourbon, and one beer. Did you hear me, fella? I said, quarter corn, one scotch. Might as well put a bourbon on the side.
A fun R&B style song, One Scotch, One Bourbon, One Beer, recorded in New York, May 63, with Jimmy Witherspoon on a prestige LP called Baby, Baby, Baby. Spoon is backed by Leo Wright, alto, Kenny Burrell, guitar, Gildo Mahoney's piano, George Tucker, bass, and Jimmy Smith, drums. Spoon's first break came when he joined Jay McShann's band in 44, and he stayed with McShann 4 years before striking out on his own, and he had a hit in 52 with Tain't Nobody's Business. But he only started recording LPs in 58. He was a smash hit at the Monterey Jazz Festival of 59, and he carried on making LPs and touring from then on. And this is a fabulous LP. Let's come bang up to date.
Thank you.
must tell you, this CD is so new, it's still warm. I saw pianist Harry Bolt this week at the Pizza Express in Soho, a packed Pizza Express in Soho, and he played a number of songs from this, his debut album, first of many, I hope. That was track number one, as I literally haven't yet had time to play the album right through. I saw Harry a couple of times with a recent Clark Tracy quintet and was hugely impressed with his talent. And this album, recorded April 2015 in Birmingham, bears witness to that talent. We heard a Harry Bolt original, Here and There. Harry Piano, as we know, Arnie Summergee on bass and living in Buckinghamshire. I can't go to a local gig without Arnie being there on bass. And Ewan Parker, drums. Harry is currently touring. Catch him live if you can. He's certainly a name we're going to hear much more about in the future. It's time for a short prayer. Short yes, short and sweet yes, and truly wonderful. It's from an April 2015 recording session in Santa Barbara that produced a double LP of deep groove vinyl by tenor man Charles Lloyd, an underrated muso. Some saw him as an innovator, others a mere follower. But he did have commercial success in the 50s and specifically in the 60s. Seemed to largely disappear in the 70s, but has carried on recording from time to time, and his recent output is up there with his best work. He was 77 when this song, Abide With Me, was recorded with an eclectic bunch of great musos. Bill Frisell guitar, Greg Lice steel guitar, Reuben Rogers bass guitar, and Eric Harland drums. Next, part of a film score. I don't think you'll recognise it at all.
Thank you.
Let's talk about the film first. In 1962, United Artists released Two for the Seesaw, and it featured two of Hollywood's biggest then names, Robert Mitchum and Shirley MacLaine. I'm pretty sure I've never seen it. The music, the soundtrack, I should say, is brilliant. It's by Andre Previn, back then a major jazz name, but just beginning his transition to the classical side of the fence. We heard Salty Sophie. I've no idea why she has that title. My original pressing LP just lists the principal soloists throughout the score, which includes Dick Nash, Jackie Kane, Ewan Raisi, Ronald Lang. Sorry, I can't tell you more, but I've searched and I've searched. And I will look out for this film. Mick Pine is next.
Ha ha ha!
That was Mick Pine on a July 87 recorded Miles Music LP with Don Weller tenor, Ron Mathewson bass and Mark Taylor drums. Mick Pine on piano, I should have added, and indeed now have. All of the songs on this album are written either by Pine or Weller, Pine winning 4-2. And that was certainly a fast and furious song, a Don Weller compo, Red Zinger. The liner notes say of Red Zinger, it's a 32-bar theme, A, B, A, C, played at a furious lick in which the tenor of Don Weller most wittily navigates an obstacle course of his own contrivance, unquote. Here's an extract from an old out-of-print LP called The Phil Seaman Story. Here's Phil talking to begin with.
And, you see, Charlie Parker was a genius. He put something down that no one had ever attempted before. Because, for instance, if one plays Salt Peanuts, if you don't know what I'm talking about, I'm going to play it for you. And if you don't know the melody, unlucky. Just call me up for something, you know. And I'm not going to sing it because my pitching is diabolical. There's an 8-bar introduction. Then you go into the melody, okay? Called a gay gig, and I worked with a band called Johnny Smith and his the Blue Orchestra. It's the truth, I swear to Christ. I mean, nobody but an idiot would have a name like Johnny Smith and his the Blue Orchestra. He is now selling water softeners or some rubbish.
Arguably the best British jazz drummer of all time, Phil Seaman. Unfortunately, Phil was also seriously into heroin and as a result was often late for gigs or completely missing, or if he did turn up, could be very awkward, as, in addition to his heroin problems, he drank hugely and swallowed handfuls of dubious pills. And yet, fellow musicians adored him, and he was much respected by all drummers, including the big-name Americans. So I included that short, irreverent slice of his life story, and his sometimes profane descriptions of his life take up the first side of this LP. And I included, of course, that wonderful drum solo of Salt Peanuts. Back to the show, and here is Phil Seaman in action, properly.
Thank you.
Goodness, apologies. That was a very crackly old LP. Phil Seaman met the great American bassist Eddie Gomez at a reception at the end of Eddie's stint at Ronnie Scott's club that was hosting the Bill Evans Trio. This is July 88. Eddie had recently joined Evans as the eventual full-time replacement for the tragic Scott LaFaro, who died in 61. Evans had had a long procession of interim bassists, but Gomez was the natural successor to LaFaro. Phil Seaman and Eddie Gomez got on really well and agreed to record an LP in London that very same month, July 88. And they called the album, on the cheapy Saga label, Phil Seaman Meets Eddie Gomez, which is obviously totally accurate. Tony Lee was Phil's regular pianist at the time, and we heard Fish this week. We'd better go off to Amsterdam again.
Thank you.
Errigan, the Sonny Rollins compo, recorded at the Theatre Bellevue, Amsterdam. This is March 68. This is some years after the midnight concerts that we've been featuring over the last few weeks. Rotterdam had become the jazz capital of Holland, and the Dutch had become somewhat obsessed with free jazz. Tenor man Hank Mobley, while still only 37 years old at this time, was regarded as a veteran in 68, and also a veteran whose best days were behind him, those being, apparently according to the experts, 60-62, when he was in the Miles Davis Quintet. Sadly, Mobley had become a serious drug addict, and he got fired by Miles, did some time in prison more than once, and this year, 68, was yet another of his so-called comebacks. By this stage, he was a solo act, working with the local musos in whatever city he was in. He was broke and he was tired. I'm biased, having always been a Mobley fan, but he sounds on superb form here, with local boys Pim Jacobs piano, Wim Overgaard guitar, Ruud Jacobs, brother of Pim, on bass, and Han Bennick drums. From Amsterdam, we go back to London. The Vic Ash Quartet in London, Jan 55. Vic clarinet, Eddie Thompson piano. Incidentally, Eddie Thompson went to the same Linden Lodge School for the Blind as George Shearing. Bill Sutcliffe bass, Alan Ganley drums. And someone unknown on bongos, which is a shame, as they were a large part of that song. The Tad Dameron Count Basie compo, Good Bait. Vic Ash was born just off Brick Lane in the East End of London and played for many years with Sinatra, and he was also the first white man to play in the Ray Charles Band when one of Ray's saxophonists got arrested in Paris, and Vic filled in for 2 weeks. Let's hear from the Duke.
¶¶
A seldom-heard track from Ellington and Strayhorn's much-acclaimed Such Sweet Thunder. That was Sonnet for Caesar, with Jimmy Hamilton on clarinet as the soloist. Recorded April 57. Don't need to say much more. Here's an unusual vocal by Abby Lincoln, as she was a very strong advocate of both civil rights and feminism. See what you think.
They say the woman, she is vain. She drives the man insane. 'Cause all day she asks her looking glass if lady's grace lie in her face. And the mirror replies, tell you no lie. The lady is so lovely and naturally. The beautiful lady is so lovely and naturally. She got a lovely personality. The beautiful lady is so lovely, naturally. One thing we all hate is excess weight. So we take pill 'cause we have no will. And when we try most everything, girdle we buy, fanny in sling. And the lady is so lovely naturally. The beautiful lady is so lovely naturally. She got lovely personality. The beautiful lady is so lovely, naturally. With tender love and care, we fix our hair into some crazy style like the Queen of the Nile. And if the fashion say the hair should look big, we know play fair. We buy some wigs. And the lady is so lovely naturally. The beautiful lady is so lovely naturally. She's got lovely personality. The beautiful lady is so lovely, naturally. And when we begin to lose our youth, you cannot tell the fiction from the truth. 'Cause time lays low. Oh, but we have an ace. There's a place we can go and lift up our faces till the lady is so lovely, naturally. The beautiful lady is so lovely, naturally. She's got lovely personality.
Naturally, written and sung by Abby Lincoln, and hearing it again, perhaps she's anti all these so-called beauty treatments. Maybe she's being ironic. Maybe. And how often do you hear the word girdle in a jazz song? Recorded in Tokyo, June 73. This inner city LP is entitled People in Me. David Liebman, tenor. Hiromasa Suzuki, piano. Kunimitsu Inaba, bass. And Al Foster, drums. Time for our last one, and I've chosen what I think is a happy, uplifting song. Yes, indeed. That's the title, not me stressing my point. Yes, indeed. That is me stressing my point. I'll regain control right now. Cy Oliver wrote the song and did all the arrangements on this Dot LP, recorded May 58 in New York. Fantastic big band. The likes of Charlie Shavers, Ernie Royal, Hank Jones, George Barnes. Cy and Sylvia Texter supply the vocals.
Yes, indeed. When it hits you,
yes, indeed.
When the spirit moves you, you shout, hallelujah.
I mean,
when it hits you, you holler,
yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed.
It comes out if it's in you, yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed.
Makes you shout, Jack, it's in you, yes, indeed.
When Jive starts jumping, you shout,
let me in there.
Well, all right then. When it hits you, you'll holler,
yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed.
As always, huge thanks for joining me, Mike Wynn. Do hope you've enjoyed this week's selections, and equally hope you'll be back again next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Be well.